Okay.
Hey everyone, welcome to the next episode of The Hum. Abby and I are going to talk about the importance of kind of understanding different departments. This is important, I would say, for not just small businesses, but for big businesses as well. When one department understands another, you know, it really increases the respect level, and then you understand a lot better what they're doing, so that if you have a request, you know, that you're asking in an appropriate amount of time. But well, just to go straight into a specific example, I do SEO and
I do graphic design, and yes, sometimes a little bit of web.
Yeah, so there are certain examples where, like, Abby can really help me out with images. She knows to title images with a great name, so that works for SEO. And I know that when I'm requesting an image or a graphic from Abby, I know her area of expertise a little bit, but well enough to know that she needs certain things from me, like dimensions
of files, and definitely, especially if we're, you know, since Sally has to set up AdWords and all that fun stuff for SEO, I have to make sure that if the client doesn't provide it, then we're using the correct verbiage for the website.
Verbiage. Vermilion. No, that's a great example. I mean, there's so many times where someone could ask for, can you just give me a really cool graphic for what I'm doing? What are you doing? So the more information you can give someone, you know, the better that relationship and that flow can be. I think it falls on not just the level of respect, because I'm no graphic designer by any means, nor would I ever be, but it's important for me to learn certain things that Abby does, so that I know before I ask her for something, I'm giving her, you know, what format I need it in, if it's a JPEG, PNG, yes, any idea, like colors, things that can be in there, things that cannot. So I know those are just a few examples I was thinking of, but
I know, especially coming from a graphic design point of view, I see SEO obviously as an extremely important part of, you know, like how a company has presented itself, because as designers we can create a website, but people are not going to be able to visit that website without the help of SEO. I think of SEO as a bridge, or kind of like, I guess, a bus that brings people over to your website. And if you don't help, you know, your SEO manager, if they request for you to give them certain sizes or even taking care of the website, they say that, hey, you know, I need to make sure that you add the proper, like, H1, H2, H3 tags on the website. You need to make sure that, you know, we collaborate.
That's true, yeah, the H2 tags, yeah. So the more we know about each other, what each other does, it makes it such a better relationship, working environment, and the end result not only is reached quicker, but it's reached better, because you don't have to go back and do things again or fix something. We just know right off the bat, right, you know, what we need from each other, so.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions?
So, can you get me a graphic and make it pop?
Yes. Do you want sparkles, or do you want it to just look jazzy?
Just whatever.
Cool.
Things not to say to a graphic designer.
Really quickly. Just get it done real quick. Just 5 minutes.
I promise. We'll see you next time.